Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, December 22nd, 2015. Israeli troops target and injure Gaza farmers, and in the West Bank, settlers attack a Palestinian family and uproot trees. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Medical sources have reported that three Palestinians were injured on Tuesday evening after Israeli soldiers opened fire on several residents east of Al Buraj refugee camp in central Gaza. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers fired several rounds of live ammunition into the refugee camp, wounding three. Medical sources said that the three Palestinians were moved to Al-Aqsa Hospital in the central district, suffering mild to moderate wounds. On Tuesday at noon, Israeli soldiers stationed on military towers across the border fence opened fire at Palestinian farmers east of Khuza'a town, east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, wounding one woman while working in her land. Medical sources said that the woman was moved to a local hospital suffering moderate injury. Early on Tuesday, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on Palestinian fishing boats close to Gaza shore and kidnapped 10 fishers and confiscated their boats. On Monday at night, Israeli Navy ships attacked several Palestinian fishing boats in the Beit Lahia Sea area in the northern part of the Gaza Strip and kidnapped four fishers. In the West Bank, a group of fanatic Israeli colonizers hurled on Tuesday at dawn several gas bombs into a Palestinian home in Bitello village, west of the central West Bank city of Ramallah, causing the family to suffocate. Israeli soldiers and police officers arrived at the scene, photographed the attack home and racist graffiti, and prevented the Palestinians from reaching the property. 4 months ago, a terrorist attack by a group of settlers that targeted the Dawabsha family led to immediate death of Ali Dawabsha, 18 months, while father, Saad, succumbed to wounds a week after, and the mother, Reham, died 1 month later. Only Ahmed Dawabsha, 4 years old, survived the attack and still recovering from severe burns. Also on Tuesday at dawn, the Israeli military invaded dozens of homes in different districts in the occupied West Bank and kidnapped at least 15 Palestinians, including 2 children. Moreover, on Tuesday evening, Israeli settlers from the illegal settlement of Ma'ale Luina, north of Ramallah, have destroyed 45 olive trees owned by local farmers. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, December 22nd, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.